Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, gentlemen, welcome to the in-depth episode of the God for your perspective. And today, I'm going to go back to the first book of the Bible, which is Genesis. So when I've been reading, I read Genesis part of my reading, part of my daily reading. You know, I read the New Testament in the morning and the Old Testament. And I find it very rewarding, you know, being into the Word of God. Today we're going to take a couple of verses. That's the first chapter. We're going to verse 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, the trees, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals, and over every creature on the earth." So God created humankind to own in the image of God, it did male and female did. Part that kind of struck me was the last sentence, male and female did. You know, God created man, God created woman, or male and female. Now, it doesn't mean that one's better than the other. It just has nothing to do with superiority or the superiority that God did for both men and women. And I think one of the biggest contents today is that, so one has to be like the other. So what I'm saying here is that men and women are different. Now, being different is a game. Here, people are just different. And this is what I believe God is saying. His birth created everybody. No, it makes no mention of male and female. Makes no mention of sexuality or expression, gender expression. Makes no mention of race. At that time, they didn't have any religion. I mean, no any race or any physical thing. And I'm glad I got this. Better to make humankind in our image. I'm reading Hebrews 5:10. So let me go to the New Testament. Then, verse 26. God said, "Let us make man in our image. Black, let him move on fish, the sea, birds, air, over my side, over the earth, over all the creatures." Verse 27 says this in the word of God, but so God created man, don't let, don't, and even God did it. Male, female, kid. Now, I don't see anything there's nothing here about, you know, one better than the other or anything. That's not even this here. God created everybody. God created one of those states we are. for his efforts to create us, so to many wonderful works for humankind. Let me draw something. Somebody drowning, either you want to help. Does it matter if they're male or female? Does it matter whether it's male or female trying to save? Does that really matter? So one of the things, if I was a CEO of a company, I want the best, smartest people. It doesn't matter if they're male or female. Sometimes the thing would make a big fuss over, well, you don't have enough females here, you don't have enough males, or this, or that. I want the best people that are there. And what I see here in this book, this particular passage here, is that men and women are equal in God's sight. If you go through all scripture, you know, but God used men and women. Men and men. He used men. Maybe they weren't noble, but most of them were fishermen. So, or nondescript. There were probably more women, you know, not much in scripture, but God used a lot of women, you know, look at these, you know, women ministers. And I just, but see, one day when we kind of get off, well, who's superior, who wants to be exalted. You know, like I said, I want the best people that are out there. It doesn't matter who they are. That, well, you just said before, really this law. And I just like to add one final thought that no matter what people think about you, what people say about you, the son of your God said, and he has best of your interest in heart, and he has best, you know, and he can use you in a special and mighty way. You know, just from that. It's gotta be. And I look forward to getting on our next episode.